darkish.
How's the last few days of practice gone for you guys?
Last few days of practice have been, you know, kind of tough because we're in the middle of fall camp right now. But everyone's coming out to work hard, you know, and it's honestly a grind right now. So we got to keep it up and we got to keep it going.
You talked about recognition before, I think last week when you talked to us at the deal. How's that coming? How are you maybe reacting and not thinking as much with the new offense?
I'm just becoming more familiar at the outside linebacker spot, and, you know, I'm just being where my feet are and just not getting overextended and trying to make big plays and just play inside the defense right now, and it's going good right now.
So you're playing more on the outside than the inside now?
I'm playing about everywhere. Yeah. It's fun. So
physically, with the new guy Schmidt, how has he helped you, and how physically did you prepare for this season? And where do you feel you're at?
Coach Schmidt coming in has helped all of us a lot physically, but I think the main part he's helped us mentally more. You know, just preparing us for greatness and just doing little things right, you know, like touching the line and stuff like that. So it's been going really good.
Why are you going to be better? I mean, you were good last year, so, and I'm assuming you feel like you're going to build on that. So why would you think you'll be better this year than you were last year? What do you have to do?
I'm just going to keep going higher and higher and just being a student of the game and just learning how the ins and outs of football works, you know, down and distances, and just being the smartest being the smartest player on the field.
You guys have a lot of experience now there at linebackers. So what's going to be the big key this year? What are we going to see from the linebackers that maybe we didn't see before?
We're going to cut down the missed tackles. That's the main emphasis on being a linebacker. We're cutting down missed tackles and just knowing our assignments and just knowing where to be on the defense and just being the best leaders we can be.
Hey, I'm curious. When you made that tweet a couple months ago about being the best linebacking group in the country, what kind of reactions did you get? Did you get any from maybe some other guys that play at, you know, I'm sure you know guys that play at other programs.
Yeah.
Did you get any kind of negative reaction to that?
Well, I'm friends with Devin White, and, you know, me and him go back and forth, but that's about it. You know, it's all funny games, but, no, it's cool.
How did Devin respond?
He was just laughing. He's just laughing.
Did he call you, or did it just?
We were just texting. Okay. So yeah, he's a good player, a really good football player, and we're best friends. So it's cool to go back and forth with each other.
How are you best friends with Devin?
Iron sharpens iron, you know.
Well, but I mean, just from going to different camps.
Just going from different camps, and honestly, just and just having the respect for a different linebacker in the same conference.
So why did you tweet that? What prompted that? Why'd you feel to do that?
Just all the hard work that we did during this offseason. That's why I tweeted it.
So did Steven just send, like, you said he was just laughing, so was it just emojis, or how did he laugh via text?
Oh, he just, ha ha ha.
So we know what y'all have among the starters. How about y'all's depth? Coach Fisher has talked about that a little bit in terms of needing depth, needing bodies.
Yeah, of course.
Some of the guys that you've seen, you can fill that out.
I mean, of course, Anthony Hines, Ekano, KK, Buddy Johnson, Braden White, Keith McGee. We have a lot of playmakers that can make a lot of plays for us on Saturdays this fall. And I'm just excited to see all of them make plays and finally get their chances.
Tell us a little bit more about Okeke, because I know he's from your neck of the woods too. Y'all came down here together.
Yeah.
And so he came as a safety. Now he's playing linebacker. What should we expect from him?
He's huge now. I kind of walk around the house. I used to be bigger than him. I'm like, I don't know if I'm bigger than you now. But he's doing good. He's being a student of the game. He's getting bigger. He's really physical. He's very smart. You know, him coming down from a safety, not playing rover, he can cover. He can stop the run. So it's going to be a fun year for him. A
couple more.
You got roommates? Or?
Yes, always. Yes, sir.
Anything else? Thanks, Tarzan.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.